Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupo, StoneParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, it has been several weeks since I got to do a teaching. We've been so busy with ministry, discipling, traveling, and I'm glad to be back to bring a teaching to you today. We want to talk about, I think you'll find this one really interesting and a little bit off the not normal topic. It's a little bit of a side topic. Today's title, Daniel's Ancient of Days Explained. Have you ever heard this term? Ancient of Days. Yeah, let's talk about this, and I want to bring this and edify you in the Word of God. So in the Old Testament scriptures, we see an interesting phrase spoken of, and it is this phrase, the Ancient of Days. What does that mean? Well, we're going to talk about that, and then we're going to find out how it's talked about in the Old Testament, and then it's echoed and verified in the New Testament. God's Word is always consistent with itself, and we're going to prove that. So we read about this in the book of Daniel. It appears three times in the book of Daniel, chapter 7. But first, let's talk a little bit about what this term means, and we'll get to those verses. And I think what you're going to find is that these verses are referring to the Father and Christ, who are one. And that's really what this is about when we hear that term, Ancient of Days. So that term, Ancient of Days, what this really means, the word ancient, what does it mean? Old, right? Going way back, ancient, and Ancient of Days. Really, the best way to explain this is talking about God and how he existed before there was even time or days as we know them. Think about that. So you and I are finite human beings. We know time, we know days, months, years, weeks, centuries, millennium, but God existed outside of time, and so he is the Ancient of Days. He's older than the days. Isn't that awesome? We can give you some scriptures. I can give you some scriptures on this. Genesis 1, 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So God was before there was even any creation. He's the Ancient of Days. He's old before the days. He's always been. We'll get to one of my favorite terms at the end of this. I'm not going to tell you what it is that explains who God is. And then we know about Christ that he was the Word and he was with the Father. John 1, 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. So we see Christ, he's that creator. And I like this verse, the psalmist, what the psalmist says. Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2. It says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling. Let me start over. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. I like that. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. So giving you these verses to just give you the idea that God always was, God always is, and he is the Ancient of Days. He was even before time. And this term, Ancient of Days, one who existed before time, it's what it really means. It's important. Why? Well, I think this is really important because it gives us a vastness of who God is. It gives us a depth of who God is. It gives us his eternal nature of the Father and the Son and the Spirit, the three in one. And I think we really need this to grasp and know the enormity of God. Unthinkable. How we can't even ponder what it is to be outside of time, before the days. And so this helps us understand that when we see him pulled out from time as the Ancient of Days. And I always tell people when they say, oh, Christ didn't exist, I said our very calendar, 2023, his life split the world's time right in half, but God existed before that time. Did he not? He did. So let's, now that we understand what Ancient of Days means, it's God was outside of time and always was. Let's look at this Daniel text. And then I'm going to show you verses, how it speaks of the Father in Christ. And we're going to show you that the Old Testament matches the New Testament word. And I think this is really going to bless you. And it ties it together perfectly. So let's look at Daniel 7, chapter 7, 9 through 14. And I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and tens of thousands times tens of thousands stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were open. I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, and I beheld even till the beast was slain and the body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, there it is again, and they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Isn't that beautiful section of scripture? All scripture is beautiful, but I really like that. So it mentions that Ancient of Days, I think it was twice in there, and we're going to talk about another verse from Daniel 7 in a little bit. Notice in verse 13, it says the Son of Man came to the Ancient of Days. I think it's talking about the differentiation between the Father and the Son there, but also that they're one and that there's unity. I'm going to read you a verse about Christ and the Father are one. So I think that shows the Ancient of Days is the Father, Christ coming before him, but we know that they are one. So it ties them right together. So remember those verses I just shared with you from Daniel 7. Now I'm going to go to the New Testament word, and we're going to see it echoed in the New Testament, because the Old Testament and New Testament work well together. They're not inconsistent. They fit together like a perfect jigsaw puzzle. Ready? Did we read about a throne in Daniel 7? We did. Matthew 5:34. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. So the Father has a throne in Daniel 7. He has a throne in heaven in the New Testament. Did we see a garment in Daniel 7? We did. Revelation 1:13. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks was one under the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. So we see a garment, just like Daniel said. How about, did we read about white hair in Daniel chapter 7? We did. Go back and read it. Revelation 1:14. And his head and his hairs were like white like wool. Daniel talked about wool. And white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. Daniel talked about fire too. Do you see Daniel talking about the Ancient of Days, the Father and the Son? Do you see that tying together? How about we see a stream that Daniel talked about? Do we see a stream in heaven? Revelation 22:1. And he showed me a pure river, a water of life, crystal clear, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. See the Father and the Lamb closely linked together. How about, excuse me, do we see Jesus in the New Testament coming in clouds and fire? Did Daniel talk about clouds and fire? Along with the Ancient of Days, he sure did. Matthew 24:30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man. There's that Son of Man. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man again, coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. That's what Christ gets. And then 2 Thessalonians 1:8 through 10, in flaming fire, there's fire, taking vengeance on them, there's judgment. Remember that judgment part. We're going to read a verse on Daniel 7 about that. and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the power of his glory, when he shall come to be glorified with his saints and be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. You see how we're tying this together? Daniel 7, the Ancient of Days, with the New Testament. How about, did Daniel 7 mention future books opened up? Revelation 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. All these beautiful examples, old to the new, Daniel writing many, many hundreds of years before the New Testament was written. How about in Matthew 28, some people call this the area where the Great Commission was given. There's no Bible verse that says Great Commission, but this is where they call it that. Do we see Christ being given power as Daniel talked about in chapter 7? I think we do. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power has been given unto me in heaven and earth. There's your confirmation right there. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. There's your three in one. Teaching them to observe everything whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. All these beautiful tentacles, all these beautiful archetypes, all these beautiful verses that are tying the Ancient of Days of Daniel right back to the New Testament and the return of Christ. How about we mentioned the Son of Man? He was mentioned in Daniel 7, right? Matthew 12, 40. For as Jonah was three days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. So there you go. You have the Son of Man seen in Daniel. We see the Son of Man in the book of Matthew. How about Christ taking back dominion, taking the earth back and its kingdoms? Absolutely. Daniel talked about it, and we see it in Revelation 11, 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there was great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Isn't that awesome? And if you go back and read Daniel 7 again, those verses I told you, you can actually find more similarities of what is quoted and talked about in the New Testament. I just picked a handful of them out of there for you. And I promised you another verse on the Ancient of Days. There's three of them. I just read to you those Daniel verses from chapter 7. Here's one, Daniel 7, verse 22. Until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. So you see that Ancient of Days goes between the Father and the Son. Why? They're united. We'll get to that in a minute. They're the same. They're one in three. In the New Testament, do we see Jesus coming to judge and his saints involved in judgment? Absolutely. Revelation 19:11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Oh yeah, Christ is coming to judge, no doubt about it. And his saints, ready? Revelation 20, verse 4. And I saw the thrones of them that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had they received the mark on their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. And then Brother Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 2 and 3. Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not, we shall judge angels. How much more things that pertain to this life? Paul was talking about they shouldn't be suing each other. And he said the saints are going to be part of the judgment of the world. Daniel talked about that. It's another archetype. We see it right in the New Testament as well. And so we can see from the book of Daniel and this Ancient of Days comment three different times, it meshes perfectly with the New Testament word. And I said it before, I'll say it again. The Ancient of Days is both the Father and the Son. Talks about them interchangeably. John 10:30, Jesus said, I and my Father are one. Isn't that beautiful? We see the three in one. The three bear witness in heaven, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So this glorious concept of the Ancient of Days, a God that is outside of time, a God that always was, a God that is before the days and months and weeks and years that He ordained the sun and the moon. He's before all of that. It should bring all of us saints born of Him by the gospel, Christ shed blood, death, burial, resurrection, repentance to Him, changing our mind and ways, born from above by the Spirit of God, walking in holiness and obedience because we love Him and we're driven by the Spirit of God, the grace of God, the Word of God, and enduring in that faith. If we have that gospel and we're born of it, that should give us saints great peace and joy, knowing what? Our Father in Christ is the Ancient of Days. He's the beginning and the end. There is no other gods. We can trust in Him. We can trust our souls with Him. We can trust eternal life with Him. We can trust in His promises. Let me read you one more verse. Revelation 22:13. I love this. And this is like an extension of the Ancient of Days concept. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Isn't that awesome, saints? This Ancient of Days God, the Father, the Son, along with the Holy Spirit, can be trusted. The Word of God teaches about Him. The Word of God is clear and concise and consistent, Old Testament to New Testament. Same God, different covenant, same character and nature. Right now we have the grace of God. One day that's going to be pulled back, and there'll be no more time for grace, and judgment will come. It says in Revelation that people will be asking for rocks to fall on them to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. But we have grace right now in this glorious Savior. We have the chance to repent and be made new. And if you're willing to seek Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength and love Him that way, you have the hope of eternal life because of what He did. You can't work your way to the kingdom. But if you're born of Him, you're going to be working in the kingdom of God and for that Ancient of Days. I hope this teaching has blessed you. It was awesome to get back into the teaching saddle. I want to get back to my verse-by-verse studies. We're getting ready to go out and preach this weekend. We're getting close to our preaching town for the weekend. And we're taking a young brother out with us. And so we're looking forward to that. And God is just so good to us to give us life, give us breath, give us eternal life, give us saints that we know all over the globe, to give us some saints right with us. What a glorious thing. To give me a godly wife and to give me a Savior who's cleansed me and made me new. He's in control of all things, the beginning and the end, the Ancient of Days. Hey, I love you all. Let me know I can help you in the faith. Go to don'tperish.com. Check out the gospel. Check out all of our thousands of resources. I got to get down the gospel road. Till next time, may God be praised.